This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca. Here's Tass.
Thank you, Macca. Macca, our next guest is Erica James, who's the co-chair of an organisation called the Sydney Sixers. Now, the Sydney Sixers is essentially, as I understand it, a bit of a support group around cricket. Now, I know nothing about cricket.
Big bash.
I know nothing about cricket,
Erica's going to tell us
absolutely nothing.
Exactly what Sydney Sixers is. And Erica, can you please explain to Tass the whole purpose of cricket?
I don't think I could do it in the hour you've got left on your show, so no, I don't think so. But we're actually the Sydney Sixers LGBTQIA+ supporters group committee. We're not the Sydney Sixers. The Sydney Sixers are the actual, you know, the players and the people who actually provide us with the entertainment, but we're the fans, and we're helping the Sydney Sixers try.
What do you actually fan? What do you like?
Fan.
Like, what are you fans of?
We love cricket.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't put you to sleep.
No. It doesn't. When you're playing it, it's even better. Like when you're standing out in the field for 6 hours, and it's 40 degrees. It's actually really fun. I love it.
Really?
Didn't you ever play cricket on the beach as a child, Tass?
No, don't be ridiculous.
You know, before you all jumped off the pier after the cross.
I don't play ball games, Macca.
Well, it's not what we heard. So, Erica, Tass is obviously not that interested in cricket, but what this is about, it's about, you know, the group, you know, the Sydney Sixers, it's a supporters group. So it supports cricket, but cricket played and cricket practiced in a non-discriminatory, a non-bullying, you know, a non-gender-specific way. Is that a fair way to describe it?
Well, that's what the Sydney Sixers want to achieve.
Right.
And to do that, they've got us as a group, you know, as kind of an advisory sort of steering group to help them, you know, make the Sydney Sixers club as inclusive as possible, and hopefully that will flow on to the rest of cricket.
Erica, tell us, what are the issues that you're actually confronting? I mean, we've heard this statistic of about 80% of the language that's used on the field can be homophobic.
In sport,
yeah.
I don't necessarily cricket. Yeah, tell us about that.
It's not necessarily that 80% of the language is homophobic, but 80% of LGBTQIA+ people have experienced,
yes,
homophobic language or phobic language on the sporting field, and that does actually include cricket.
That's quite
right.
An extraordinary statistic, Erica, that, you know, that on a team of, you know, 10, 8 have experienced it, you know. That's an extraordinary statistic, and, you know, there's a bit of tolerance in sport sometimes I see, you know, for what's called sledging. Yet, you know, when it's directed at a specific group, it can be very, very harmful in terms of that person or that group's ongoing participation in sport, its engagement with sport, and the message that it sends that, you know, actually it isn't, oh, well, it was just for fun or I didn't really mean it. It actually says, the person who says it, we don't think you're welcome in the game.
That's pretty much what it is. The sport has a proven positive effect on people's mental and physical health. And, you know, when people feel discouraged because they feel that just because of, you know, who they love or who they are or, you know, what's in their pants, that they're not welcome, that's hugely damaging.
Yes, it's really disturbing to hear that, of course, Erica. Erica, tell us a bit about what's happening. Just going to change the conversation gear slightly. Tell us a little bit what's going to happen later in January. I believe that you're actually putting together an event on the 24th of January.
Yeah, we're very excited. We've got, so this will be, I think it's the fourth, maybe the fifth Pride Party that the Sydney Sixers have put on. So it will be a big bash league game. So that's the men's competition. And it's going to be a very safe space for all of the gender diverse and sexuality diverse community and their kids and their fans and not their fans, their allies. It's going to be.
No, that's because you're the fans.
It's basically like cricket's Mardi Gras.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It will be.
Nothing like a good party, of course. We've had a message here from one of our listeners who says that there's a similar thing happening with the Rainbow Swans, which is a Sydney, and they work with the Sydney AFL Swans team to really try to sort of combat homophobia and transphobic language and behaviour. So, look, I think those initiatives are all great in all sorts of environments. I mean, you know my attitude to sport in particular. I'm not a big fan of sport, especially competitive sport. But that aside, there is no room for homophobia, transphobia, or any other sort of phobias at all in the modern world. And so full marks for the great work that you're doing and full marks for the events that you're putting on.
Thank you.
Erica, we're almost out of time. We need to move on. We are, of course, towards the end of the year. I would like to offer you and all the people in your world the best wishes for the coming season and the new year. Stay safe, party safe, but have fun.
Thank you very much. Same to you both. And if anyone wants to know more about our group, if you just go to thesydneysixers.com.au, /LGBT, you can find out all about what we're trying to do.
Good on you. Thank you very much for that. Erica, all the best to you, and speak to you again next year.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.